Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
Can we talk about this instead of doing the entertainment bus?
You have to ask Abby. It's her entertainment
bus.
Oh, my
God. I just worked so hard on this. Go ahead.
And you did a great job. I'm sure it would have been amazing.
Yeah, whatever. Get used to it. It used to happen to me all the time.
It's perfect. This just listen to... Oh, I can't even do it at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Why?
Because there's sex involved.
Oh,
go ahead.
Do it anyway.
No, go. So I'm going to go to the bathroom while we're doing this.
Kristen, we got some needs here that we can all help each other out with. Kristen Correct. Knows that I love going to the gym. She knows that body hacking and health is like, that's like, if I had a hobby, that would be it. It's more of a lifestyle, right? So in knowing that, and she knows how much I love researching stuff, like I love body. If I had to do it all over again, I would definitely go back and study some kind of body science, right? So with that, Kristen, you take it from me.
So I went to a place yesterday that Cassie recommended, and it's a wellness facility. And what I'm trying to do is figure out this UTI situation I got going on. I get recurring UTIs. I get them like every couple of months, and it's really starting to, it has affected my way of living. And they are painful. They are a pain in the you know what, not the butt, the hoo-ha. And I'm just... I want to figure out, like, I want my body to feel healthy, like any person, I think. So I go to this place, and there's a couple things I want to talk to her about. I want to talk about the recurring UTIs. I want to talk about my hormones and just, you know, being overall, I'm starting to feel my age, and that's not cool with me. I got a toddler.
I know that feeling.
So I want to be able to not just for a longevity purposes be around for as long as I can, but also to keep up with him and to be able to play and interact with him and like maintain energy levels, et cetera, all that stuff.
Yeah, don't think that I didn't notice that when we were all hanging out with each other on Sunday at your house playing with Jimmy and some kids that I was the only adult out there actually playing with Jimmy and the kids and moving around while you were directing crap.
I was actually sitting on a swing just watching all the activity happen around me while my husband is raking the yard yep. of its pine cones and Bert's the actual one out there chasing bubbles with his heads. That was not lost on me either. So hence why I went to this facility yesterday. So, you know, we had a great conversation and they did a body analysis, right? And so it just breaks down everything like water from different places in your body. So you have your hydration levels. You have like...
Which came back not so great for you.
Correct.
Which so you can't figure out because you drink so much water.
Well, I don't... I can still drink more water for sure. So she recommended some electrolytes, blah, blah, blah. But one thing we noticed, like there's this little chart and there's three lines. And the line that she wants the longest is my strength, my muscle mass, right? And that's currently the shortest line. So while she's proud of me for doing hot yoga twice a week, she's like, I would encourage you to do some strength training.
Mostly because this says you have no muscle mass at all.
Apparently. And guess what? I can see that. And I can feel that. As she's going through everything, she's like, yeah, you're kind of dehydrated and this about this and this about this. And I'm like, no. Like, yeah, everything you're saying, well, I feel. Like, I get that. So as I'm getting all this information, I'm like, man, you know whose jam this would be? This is right up Bert Weiss's alley. Oh, I bet if I give him this so he can geek out over all these numbers, majority of them which I don't understand, and then he can put together, she said, even if you just did 10 minutes of strength training every day, like you just body weight strength, that could really go a long way. Mm. So I handed over my body analytics to Bert and said, would you like to put a 10-minute strength training routine together for me to help increase this line that's supposed to be longer?
So she's taking this so seriously that she decided to get somebody's help that will do it for free. And also she said the only prerequisite is I don't want to sweat. Is literally what she said. In the 10 minutes. So it just so happens that because I was at their house this weekend and Bart is having some problems also, and I am ordering some resistance bands for myself, that I thought I'll get some for Bart as well. So when I said to Kristen this morning, look, you can just use the resistance bands that I got for Bart, she's like, I don't want to work like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to use
any of that.
I don't want to sweat.
It's the funniest thing ever.
I don't want to have to use, like she said, your body weight. So just like give me things I can do that don't require other like other objects to use and
that don't require exertion.
Yeah.
And three jumping jacks. We're done here.
Yeah. I don't know. She might sweat after the second. No, and I can't have that.
And I would preferably not want to sweat. I should be able to do something for 10 minutes without sweating. Listen, any woman understands like your hair washing schedule can be very complicated. And I'm already getting super sweaty after doing hot yoga twice a week. So that is going to just put a huge wrench into my hair washing schedule. So, yo, Bert, do me a favor, put a 10-minute body weight only, no other little objects that I have to hold or lift or anything like that where I'm not sweating. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Done. You know who your workout partner really needs to be? Is our friend Joel.
Well, oh, yeah?
Who has been to a gym many times but refuses to do legs. We've had a trainer before, and when he went in and the trainer said, it's leg day, he literally left the gym.
I respect that.
That's hilarious.
He said no, and the trainer said, no, we're doing legs today. And he's like, no, I'm not. And he left the gym.
I'll be back tomorrow. So, yeah.
Let's keep it brutally honest. I'm putting myself on the spot. You have all my stats in front of me, right?
Yep.
You say you like to date fit women. Would I be considered a woman you would date?
Yes.
Am I fit? Looking at those numbers?
You're on the line.
It can go either way any day.
You're on The Bert Show.